Welcome to Market Mantra, a program in which we give you a complete update on the economic news of the day. And with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Harsh Ranjan. I'm Arjun Chaudhary.
Namaskar, hazir hain Market Mantra ke ek aur taaza ank ke saath. Is karyakram mein desh videsh ki aarthik khabron ka jayza lenge, saath hi nazar dalenge pramukh antarrashtriya share bazaron ke chadhte utarte graph par, baat karenge Bombay Stock Exchange aur National Stock Exchange ki, aur khabron ki barikiyon par charcha karne ke liye hamare saath hain बिजनेस एक्सपर्ट विशाल दहिया. विशाल, बहुत बहुत स्वागत मार्केट मंत्रा में.
धन्यवाद हर्ष जी.
एंड नाउ लेट्स बिगिन टुडेज एडिशन विद द हेडलाइंस इन इंग्लिश.
इंडियन बेंचमार्क इंडिसीज एंड ऑन अ पॉजिटिव नोट विद निफ्टी अबव 22,100 पॉइंट्स. सेंसेक्स अप बाय 526 पॉइंट्स. इंडिया बीट्स रेस्ट ऑफ एशिया विद द हाईएस्ट फॉरेन फंड्स फ्लो. डोमेस्टिक बाइंग हिट्स फोर ईयर हाई इन मार्च. And crude oil futures fall for a second day. Brent crude trades at $85.31 per barrel.
भारतीय शेयर बाजारों में बढ़त. सेंसेक्स 526 अंक की बढ़त के साथ 72,996 पर, जबकि निफ्टी 22,123 पर रहा. विदेशी संस्थागत निवेश के मामले में मार्च महीने में भारत ने बाकी एशियाई देशों को पछाड़ा. दिसंबर 2023 के बाद एफआईआईज की सबसे बड़ी $3,63 का निवेश. कच्चे तेल की अंतर्राष्ट्रीय कीमतों में लगातार दूसरे दिन गिरावट. ब्रेंट क्रूड प्रति बैरल $85.13 पर. घरेलू शेयर बाजारों के लिए लगातार अच्छी खबर चल रही है और भारी खरीदारी हुई है आज डोमेस्टिक रिटेल इन्वेस्टर्स और एफआईआई सबके द्वारा. बीएसई सेंसेक्स 526 अंक बढ़ा है और 72,996 पर बंद हुआ. नेशनल स्टॉक एक्सचेंज के निफ्टी में भी 119 अंक की बढ़त रही और ये 22,123 पर रहा है. विस्तारित बाजार की बात करेंगे. बीएसई मिड कैप मामूली रूप से बढ़ा, जबकि स्मॉल कैप में 0.7% की तेजी रही है. 30 शेयरों वाले सेंसेक्स सूचकांक के 19 कंपनियों के शेयर आज बढ़े हैं, जबकि 11 कंपनियों के शेयर गिरे हैं. ज्यादा जानकारी के साथ अर्जुन चौधरी.
India's benchmark indices ended on a positive note with Nifty above 22,100. Amid mixed global cues, the market opened on a positive note and extended gains as the day progressed. At close, Sensex was up by 526 points, 0.73% at 72,996, and Nifty climbed 119 points, 0.54% at 22,123. In the broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange, the mid-cap index gained marginally by 0.01% and the small-cap index jumped 0.7%. In the Sensex pack of 30 companies, shares of 19 companies appreciated, while 11 companies declined. Reliance climbed by 3.6%, Maruti gained 2.4%, and Bajaj Finance appreciated by 1.63%. On the other hand, Wipro fell by 1.57%, HCL Tech and TCS declined by 1.02%. In the sectoral indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange, 14 sectors logged gains while 6 fell. Services jumped 1.01%, capital goods rose 1%, and realty gained 0.98%. However, IT was down by 0.48%. And let's have a look at the latest here. Vishal, what's your take on the market today? We saw some buying in the select sectors, auto being one of them. What are the real reasons? Because interest rates have not fallen by any imagination. Secondly, inventory still held up with dealers. Car sales are not as robust as one would like it.
Well, you're right. Factually, Arjun, when we look at the auto sector, you know, the sales are not that robust. In fact, there are a lot of discount schemes which are in the offing right now. There is a lot of stock clearance which has to be done by the retailers of various, you know, car companies as well. But despite the fact, we've seen this surge today, specifically in the auto sector, in the banking sector as well. And the scripts which you mentioned, they also clearly indicate that, you know, all was not well for some of the sectors like FMCG, IT as well. Now, generally, you know, when we look at Wednesdays, in the market and in the entire week. It's almost mid of the week, so it tends to give us a sense as to which way the wind is blowing. Today's push in the market seems to be based on the kind of positive undercurrent which is there vis-a-vis the healthy growth forecast, economic growth forecast as well. For the Indian economy, that is one. And the anticipation as well, because the US GDP data is expected tomorrow. So, you know, the kind of anticipation which we might have from the investors in terms of how things might roll down there as well. And then next week we have RBI's policy announcements as well. So perhaps some anticipatory mood, because let's not forget that this is going to be a truncated week. Tomorrow will be the last day. Friday, I guess, if you look at the truncated week aspect, from the holy point of view, would be a truncated week. If you look at the undercurrent part, which I was mentioning in terms of economic growth, the sustained outlook which has come in from various agencies, that seems to have built the positive undercurrent. That is one. Two, various sectors are performing. My understanding of the situation is various sectors are right now performing independent of each other. There doesn't seem to be a calibrated, coordinated approach here.
So tomorrow is going to be crucial, especially in the F&O market, because you have the weekly expiry, you have the monthly expiry also, because the F&O market has a very important impact on the cash market also. We are in the midweek right now. You mentioned about how the auto index. Do you think there's short covering going on right now? We saw profit booking earlier. Markets have been fairly choppy. What do you think the sentiment is right now? FIIs, DIIs have bought into the market. Do you think they're short covering right now?
Well, it looks like so, because if you look at the FII figures, those are really, really interesting out there. India seems to have left behind every other nation in the Asian continent in terms of, the FII investment. Comparative analysis, if we do between December and March, then this is way high, and this is way high vis-a-vis other aspects as well. When we do a country analysis as well, where is this money getting out from? So that it is coming here. Biggest loser in the Asian markets or Asian continent seems to be Japan there. And that is pretty much evident on how the yen has performed.
Bilkul, yen ki hum baat karenge, Arjun, kyunki yen apne lowest level par hai agar 90s se hum ye current dollar ke mukable. Lekin jis figure ki baat kar rahe the, overall market breadth jo tha wo bahut hi positive tha. Aur uski do hi wajah mujhe samajh mein aati hai, Vishal, aur wo ye ki jo hamare FIIs aur DIIs hai, agar aaj ka figure main yahan padhu, 10 crore 13 लाख रुपए का आज निवेश किया है FIIs ने, जबकि आप DIIs का अगर निवेश देखें तो 5024 करोड़ रुपए रहे हैं डोमेस्टिक इंस्टीट्यूशनल इन्वेस्टर्स के. ये एक बहुत बड़ा फिगर है, जिसकी वजह से जो एशियाई मार्केट है उससे भारत कहीं आगे बढ़ा है. लेकिन इसके साथ ही एक पॉइंट और जिस पे हम चर्चा करना चाहेंगे, पिछले हफ्ते अर्जुन भी कर रहे थे, वो ये है कि T+0 जो लागू हो गया है हमारे स्टॉक एक्सचेंज में, यानी कि आपकी डिलीवरी जो T+1 का था वो आज ही आप बेच सकते हैं, आज ही आप स्टॉक ले सकते हैं. इससे एक वॉल्यूम ट्रेडिंग जो बढ़ने की संभावना थी वो काफी हद तक बढ़ी है, और शायद अब काफी लोग कर रहे हैं, जिसकी वजह से मार्केट में और थोड़ी सी तेजी हमें दिख रही है.
सो विशाल, आई मीन, व्हाट्स योर टेक ऑन, because we're talking about the market right now. You mentioned about Japan, so did my co-anchor. Right now, the yen is at 151.26. And clearly the reason is that the dollar index is at 104.42. And one gets the impression that the dollar is becoming stronger, which is why the other currencies in the exchange rate are becoming weaker. What are the real reasons why you expect GDP figures of the US market to improve, and which is why FII flows into India increasing?
Well, that's one of the key expectations when I was mentioning, the positive undercurrent coming in from the robust or healthy economic growth. It is not just limited to, Indian borders or the Indian economy. Of course, the sentiment which is coming in, and now that you're mentioning, the way dollar is getting stronger, and this impact of dollar getting stronger is not only visible on currencies like yen, it is visible on Indian rupee as well. We've seen in the past few sessions how it has performed. Clearly, there seems to be a strong sentiment amongst the investors, specifically the FIIs, that the US GDP data, which is expected in another, say, 18 to 20 hours or maybe 24 hours. Perhaps there might be some positive sentiment out there, and that positive sentiment, as we've always seen, will have a, you know, a domino or rolling impact on markets across the world.
We're discussing about stock market performance with our senior journalist, Vishal Dhaiya, who's giving his opinion as to why the markets are behaving the way they are in this midweek. Tomorrow is, of course, the FNO. What do you expect? Do you expect the markets to correct right now? What do you think is right now the behavior of the market participants? Are they looking to make a quick buck, or do you expect them to stay the entire month?
Well, it is expected that, you know, it'll stay the course, provided, you know, the factors which we were talking about earlier, the sentiments which we were talking about earlier, remain on the same trajectory as they're expected. Because of two, three aspects, if you look at last few, you know, sessions in the exchange, stock exchange, then it is clearly evident that, you know, the basis of the growth in various sectors, be it small cap, the mid cap as well, there seems to be a sustained momentum. It's not just one-off push which has gone up. You know, there is a sustained momentum. If there is a sustained momentum, that means there is some positive undercurrent. If the cues are on the same trajectory, then definitely it looks like we are on the right path, and the investors are also on the right path. Volumes is one aspect which Harshji was also mentioning. The other aspect is the kind of money which is coming in. So if both the DIIs and FIIs are feeling the same way, then we can't consider it as an anomaly.
Small cap funds, there was clearly a warning in terms of whether you want to sustain your buying into it or not, especially by retail investors, because small cap and mid cap funds had gone up. We saw that in the returns of mutual funds as well. And there was selling in the previous week. But this time round, we're seeing some stability in the small cap and the mid cap space. So what do you think of the thinking of the retail investors, especially in these two spaces?
Well, it looks like the retail investors have taken, you know, the guidelines or the points mentioned by the regulator in their stride. They seem to have, you know, looked at it very carefully and perhaps weighed their options as well, and decided to, you know, ride on the rally wave. The SEBI, you know, the regulatory authority, was pretty much right in its domain to go ahead and point out, you know, that these are the, you know, danger areas, these are the markings which one should be aware of, and that is the job of the regulator. It is up to the investors to go ahead and ensure that, you know, they apply their mind to all these aspects and then play the game in the stock market. This is what it is all about.
We've seen the US, they have not cut down on the discount rate, the repo rate, of course, 5.25 to 5.5%. What do you think is going to be the step of the Reserve Bank of India in the monetary policy next week? And how is that likely to impact interest rate sensitive sectors like auto and banking, even though both are bullish right now? Today, they went up in the stock market.
Well, if you ask my opinion, then I don't see any change coming in from the, you know, central banks, be it in US or in India as well, as far as interest rates are concerned, because both the central banks seems to have made it very clear that they have their strategies in place, and these are not short-term strategies. They're playing a long-term game out here to try and ease out the inflation in both the economies. That is one, and, you know, ensuring the economic growth as well. Doesn't look like there is going to be a change.
और जिस फिगर की हम बात कर रहे थे एफआईआईज का क्या रहा वो स्टोरी पढ़ें इससे पहले ये बता दें रुपया डॉलर का क्या आज संबंध रहा थोड़ा सा गिरा है रुपया आज और अंतर बैंक विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में डॉलर के मुकाबले एक डॉलर की कीमत 83.37 रुपये रही है विश्व की छह प्रमुख मुद्राओं की तुलना में डॉलर की मजबूती दर्शाने वाला डॉलर इंडेक्स अंतर दिवसीय कारोबार में 104.39 के स्तर पर था.
Moving on to our headline story now. India has beaten the rest of the Asian markets by attracting the highest foreign fund inflows in the month of March. Foreign institutional investors, FIIs, pumped $3.63 billion into the Indian equities market in the biggest buying binge since December 2023. Domestic institutions continued to be net buyers, investing around 52,467 crore rupees in the market to hit a four-year high. The achievement defies geopolitical crisis and concerns that the higher interest rate regime will continue for some more time. Outside India, South Korea, Taiwan and Indonesia were the investment destinations for FIIs, while they chose to pull out money from markets in Japan, Malaysia, Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam and Sri Lanka. Japan, of course, is a big surprise. Should not be a surprise right now. And then a technical recession, GDP-wise, two quarters of negative growth, even though it is just marginal. But India's position right now with the FII, when you look at the equity market for the month of March, is, I think, quite unique in this period before the elections.
It is unique, and it is indeed a very important indicator as well. Once again, indicator towards the strong fundamentals of the Indian economy, because when you have both the foreign and the domestic investors making a record investment, the figures which you are mentioning, it's not a record only for FIIs, it's a record for the domestic investors as well, a 4-year record for the month of March, specifically when we are looking at that figure, more than 50,000 crore rupees, if I'm not wrong. So that indicates one thing. But the other part I'd like to mention here, Arjun, is that though a cursory analysis gives us an indication that this money is coming out of countries like Japan, and Japan, as you're mentioning, technical recession because of the marginal negative growth rates out there, again, not doing well as well. But I would like to say here that let's not write off the Japanese economy so easily, because they have lots of things in place in terms of giving a fillip to their economy. That is one part, and two, focusing on significant domestic production as well, which can then contribute to the economy. One example is the latest news which has come in that Japan is now going to export fighter planes as well to several countries. So that is one indicator that the heat is not lost out there.
बिल्कुल, लेकिन विशाल, यहाँ पे आपने कहा कि जापान का येन अच्छा नहीं कर रहा है. जाहिर सी बात है, येन 1990 से अगर तुलना करें तो अपने लोएस्ट लेवल पर है अगेंस्ट डॉलर. लेकिन बैंक ऑफ जापान की जो मीटिंग हुई है, जब भी हम सेंट्रल बैंक की बात करते हैं तो एक यूएस में हम हमेशा बात करते रहे हॉकिश स्टैंड की उनकी, लेकिन बैंक ऑफ जापान की जो मीटिंग हुई है और उनके जो हेड है, उन्होंने बड़ा डॉविश स्टैंड लिया है. और कमाल की बात यह रही है कि जो बैंक ऑफ जापान के बोर्ड मेंबर्स हैं, वो भी बड़े शांतिपूर्ण तरीके से, बट यू कैन से दैट दे हैव टेकन अ डॉविश स्टैंड. क्या वजह मानते हैं आप इसकी?
देखिए, इसीलिए मैंने जो अभी थोड़ी देर पहले अर्जुन को बातचीत में जो कहा था कि आप जापान की जो अर्थव्यवस्था है और जापान की जो आर्थिक स्थिति है, उसको इतनी आसानी से तोल लेना केवल येन की स्थिति खराब है या फिर टेक्निकल रिसेशन है, उसके पीछे कारण यही था एक जो आपने मुद्दा जताया कि जापान के सेंट्रल बैंक की क्या पोजीशन है. डिस्पाइट ऑफ द फैक्ट दैट देर इज स्ट्रांग इंडिकेटर्स ऑफ टेक्निकल रिसेशन, देयर करेंसी इज नॉट डूइंग वेल अगेंस्ट द डॉलर, बट इट लुक्स लाइक अगेन दे आर प्लेइंग जापानीज सेंट्रल बैंक ऑल्सो सीम्स टू बी प्लेइंग अ लॉन्गेस्ट गेम आउट हेयर, अ लॉन्ग टर्म पॉलिसी परहैप्स ऑन द अदर साइड, एंड दे हैव फेथ इन नॉट ओनली द फंडामेंटल्स ऑफ देयर इकोनॉमी बट ऑल्सो द फ्यूचर कोर्स ऑफ एक्शन विच देयर गवर्नमेंट पॉलिसीज आर ट्राइंग टू पुट इन प्लेस इन पुट इन डोमेन एज वेल.
Well, it's appear that the fiscal stimulus is still on because they've only raised the repo rate by about 10 or 20 basis points. Earlier it was in the negative. Now they have raised it by 10 basis points. For those of our listeners who understand interest rates, 10 basis points means 0.1 of a percent. So that is the scope of their increase, which means that the money supply is still quite strong in Japan. But in the past, and if you're talking about the long game, they have been unwinding their position from U.S. treasuries, which has been quite interesting as well.
Well, clearly, that again is the larger plan wherein it's not just Japan. Unwinding from the U.S. treasuries is something which has been a part of a larger game plan of major economies around the world as well, because of the dollars, I would strongly use the word ambiguous position out here, not that very clear position. Ambiguous position because of the geopolitical situation as well. And geopolitical situations do tend to have an impact on the economic situations, global and domestic as well as international as well. If not in the short term, then in the midterm, definitely.
बीएसई और एनएसई पर एक लंबी चर्चा के बाद अब रुख करते हैं एशियाई बाजारों का, जहां आज मिलाजुला रुख रहा है. जापान के निकेई सूचकांक में 0.89% की बढ़ोतरी रही है, जबकि सिंगापुर बाजार का स्ट्रेट्स टाइम्स इंडेक्स 1.28% गिरा है. दक्षिण कोरियाई बाजार के कॉस्पी में भी 0.07% की गिरावट रही है. यूरोपीय बाजार खुले हुए हैं अभी, वहां भी मिलाजुला रुख चल रहा है. लंदन का फुटसी 100 2.9% गिरावट पर है, जबकि जर्मनी के डैक्स में 0.43% की तेजी है। फ्रांस का कैक 40.23% की तेजी पर है।
सो इट्स इंटरेस्टिंग दैट जापान्स स्टॉक मार्केट इज एक्चुअली गॉन अप बाय ऑलमोस्ट 1%, बट आई वुड लाइक टू हियर कमेंट्स अबाउट China, because macro economically their GDP for the quarter and for the year is well below 3-4%. That's one. Secondly, their developers have not finished projects. It means housing contracts have been breached. They are unfulfilled. That's another concern for those who are Chinese right now.
See, Arjun, I have consistently maintained on this show as far as Chinese economy is concerned, and several times when I've got the opportunity to present my views here, and that is very consistent view. That view is, as far as Chinese economy is concerned, it's a bubble, and there are too many holes in that bubble. Real estate is just one of it. What is happening is that, you know, at one point in time, the world economists or economic watchers only tend to focus on one of the holes in that particular bubble. Right now, the focus is on real estate. At one point in time, it was about, the BRI bad loans as well. That doesn't seem to have done well, not only for the Chinese economy, but also for the economies, the smaller economies, developing economies, which were borrowers out there. So clearly, there seems to be a different game plan entirely altogether as far as Chinese economy is concerned. And there doesn't seem to be, you know, too much of a pull factor.
What about the UK? Because the FTSE 100 has declined by only 0.30%, but you know they have been having inflationary problems. So it's still at 4% manageable right now as far as the United Kingdom is concerned. But they are also in a technical recession like Japan, and that's very interesting because Rishi Sunak is the Prime Minister there.
It's a very, very tightrope walk as far as UK is concerned, not only for the government, the economic policy makers, but also for the central bank out there. It's a double whammy. You have to come out of the recession, you have to control the inflation as well, and you also have to ensure that more money comes into the country, and then again, you know, you're not part of the European markets.
Well, let's have a look at the US markets now. US stocks have slipped today to start a shortened trading week as a rally that brought Wall Street to record levels took a breather. A Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.45%, the S&P 500 dipped 0.28%, while the Nasdaq Composite Index was down 0.42%. Vishal, after quite a long time, we are seeing a correction in the US market, which has been bullish, and India has followed the trend as well. What are the reasons?
Well, again, you know, it works both ways. The sentiment which I was earlier talking about and the undercurrent which I was earlier talking about as well, that seems to have, have the other side of the impact coin there in the US markets as well. The US GDP data is going to come. The expectations from the Fed rates as well. If I was an investor in the US market right now, I would be very jittery, not very happy. You know, I would have sweating hands as of now.
The concern the overvaluation.
Yes.
Well, let's have a look at the oil market now. Crude oil futures fell for a second day today. Brent crude oil futures was down by 0.61% and traded at $85.13, whereas West Texas Intermediate WTI dipped 0.5% and traded at $81.21 when reports last came in. So for the benefit of our listeners, we have the spot market, we have the futures market as well, which is bent on delivery. So oil prices have gone up. Clearly, demand is there, which is why prices have gone up. So how is India positioned right now to ensure that they get the best possible deal? They are very well positioned with Russia earlier. How are they positioned now?
As far as oil and gas is concerned, India is in a very comfortable space right now, very comfort zone. One is vis-a-vis, the Russian oil. That's one aspect. The other aspect is that in the past few years, we have, I would use the term oiled well our, relations with so-called, oil-rich nations in the Arab Peninsula. So we don't have anything to worry. We might not have as big reserves as, countries like United States might have, But we have reserves in terms of our diplomatic relations.
But we're also importing now more from the U.S. and not as much from Russia. Why that change?
That itself shows as to why we are in a very comfortable place. We are importing from the place where we want to import at a particular given time, in a particular day or a particular week or a month, be it Russia or U.S. It depends on us. We are looking at our economic comfort and our economic benefits. We are buying and we'll buy from wherever it is easier, cheaper and comfortable for us. Hindi mein Harsh ji ke jahan se hamari marzi hogi hum wahan se kharidenge.
Actually India is trying to strike a fine balance between koi ye na kahe ki hum kisi ke dabav mein hain. Bilkul sahi hai aur isiliye shayad humne dekha ki abhi petrol ki kimte bhi kam hui hain thodi bahut.
Marzi ke malik hain
aur janta ko uska kafi
sara. Hum kharidar hain, hum paisa de rahe hain, hum dukandar A ko denge ya B ko denge wo hamari marzi.
लेकिन अब तेल के बाद जरा सोने की चांदी की कीमतों पर भी नजर डालें. सोना लगातार बढ़ रहा है, दूसरे दिन भी आज जारी रही है बढ़ोतरी. 308 रुपए की बढ़त के साथ प्रति 10 ग्राम सोना 66,422 रुपए पर रहा. चांदी की कीमत में भी 194 रुपए की बढ़त रही है. एक किलो चांदी खरीदने के लिए 74,712 रुपए देने पड़े हैं. यही नहीं, अंतर्राष्ट्रीय बाजारों में भी सोना चढ़ा हुआ है. अभी प्रति ऑन्स सोने की कीमत $2,214.80 है और एक औंस चांदी की कीमत $24.70 पर चल रही थी.
सो गोल्ड प्राइसेस हैव बीन क्लाइमिंग इंटरनेशनली $2,200 पर औंस, व्हिच इज अबाउट 26 ग्राम्स. डोमेस्टिक मार्केट, बुलियन मार्केट, गोल्ड एंड सिल्वर हैज गॉन अप, स्पेशली गोल्ड. व्हाई?
Well, gold has always been a big hedging instrument for every kind of investor, be it the retail investor or the institutional investor, even the governments as well. So it is going to continue to remain so. That is one aspect. And second, second important aspect is that this is a phase which we have seen, if you look at the cyclical part, which we have seen always, when the elections are around, when there is a political upheaval as well, this tends to happen a lot.
बिल्कुल. और विदेश मंत्री एस जयशंकर ने आज मलेशिया की राजधानी कुआलालंपुर में प्रधानमंत्री अनवर इब्राहिम से मुलाकात की. सोशल मीडिया पोस्ट में एस जयशंकर ने कहा कि प्रधानमंत्री इब्राहिम की दूरगामी सोच और दृष्टि पारंपरिक और नए युग के क्षेत्रों में भारत मलेशिया संबंधों को मजबूत करने और महत्वाकांक्षी एजेंडा तैयार करने की दिशा में मदद करेगा. उन्होंने कहा कि क्षेत्रीय विकास को लेकर मलेशियाई प्रधानमंत्री के विजन से उन्हें बहुत लाभ पहुंचा है. एस जयशंकर की मलेशिया के विदेश मंत्री के साथ भी मुलाकात हुई, जिसमें आर्थिक, राजनीतिक, रक्षा, डिजिटल, स्टार्टअप्स और P2P संबंध में सहयोग बढ़ाने पर चर्चा हुई. आज के लिए इतना ही, क्योंकि वक्त का तकाजा है कि कार्यक्रम को हम समाप्त करें. विशाल दहिया, आपका स्टूडियो आने के लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद.
And closing headlines now. Benchmark indices end on a positive note with Nifty above 22,100. Sensex up by 526 points. India beat the rest of Asia with the highest foreign funds flow. Domestic buying hits 4-year high in March. And crude oil futures fall for a second day. Brent crude traded at $85.31 per barrel. And that's it in this edition of Market Mantra for now. Goodbye.
Namaskar. Market Mantra.